This is the Old Town Square in the heart of the historical center of Prague. Every year, the biggest and most visited Christmas market in the Czech capital can be found here. A huge Christmas tree is brought in from the Krkonoše Mountains, and the official lighting of the tree, 1 month before Christmas, draws thousands of visitors, tourists and locals every year. The entire square is decorated with lights, and at the dozens of stands, food, beverages and Christmas decorations are sold. 24-year-old Petra Pavelková came from a town near Prague with her friends to visit the Christmas market at the Old Town Square. She says they just walked past the stands and listened to some Christmas carols that a children's choir is singing on a big stage next to the Christmas tree.
I would say this Christmas market is a typical Prague tourist attraction. I don't know if you can really find typical Czech traditions here, but on the other hand, it is typical Prague. And it's pretty here on the Old Town Square. The only thing that's missing is snow.
Hot wine is a common drink at every Christmas market. But here in Prague, another popular drink is hot honey liquor called medovina. And the typical sweet treat that is not only sold during the holiday season is trdel. It is a cylinder of dough with sugar, cinnamon and crushed walnuts that is slowly baked on a spiral above an open fire. Trdel is especially popular with tourists that visit the Christmas market on the Old Town Square. The Czech visitors prefer savory treats like grilled sausages or garlic pancakes with cheese. But the tourists, it seems, can't resist the smell of cinnamon and sugar. 30-year-old Becky and Alyssa from Australia have come to Prague especially for the Christmas markets. They have been to the markets every day of their visit so far to try the food and drinks. They also tried the trdel.
It's kind of, I guess, the donut on the stick. I haven't seen that before, and that was cool. The nice baked hams and stuff like turning on the spit, that's really nice. I mean, I know what a baked ham is, but not that kind of one.
We quite liked the medovino,
the meat.
That's really nice.
A few hundred kilometers away, in the Slovak capital Bratislava, the biggest Christmas market can be found on Hviezdoslavovo Square, in the old town near the Danube River. There is an ice skating rink in the middle of the square, in front of the National Theater. Here, there are also many stands selling food and hot beverages. There appear to be a lot more of these stands in Bratislava than at the Old Town Square in Prague, but there are not as many tourists as in the Czech capital. 29-year-old Michal Kubaň from Bratislava is standing near the skating rink with two friends. They are drinking hot wine. Michal says they have visited the Christmas market several times already and they enjoy the local atmosphere.
We have visited Christmas markets in the Czech Republic as well, but they are different. Those markets are more aimed at an international audience, whereas here it is more for the locals, so the atmosphere is just completely different.
A typical Slovak snack that is sold at the Christmas markets is lokše, a very thin potato pancake that is filled with sauerkraut, goose liver or poppy seeds, for example. Lokše is sold at almost every stand and can be found in any other country. 28-year-old Veronika Kováčiková from Martin in Slovakia visits the Christmas market in Bratislava every year with her boyfriend. The food is one of the main reasons she loves the market, she explains. There is another snack that is unique to Slovakian Christmas markets, she says. It's called cigánska.
Cigánska? To je vlastně specialita. Nie wiem, či to mají vlastně nikde jinde.
Cigánska is a speciality. I don't think you can get it anywhere else. It's grilled meat with onions that is put in a bun. I've been at other Christmas markets, but I haven't seen it anywhere else. It's really great here. We come here every year, and we love the lokše and the hot wine, of course. It's wonderful.
Back in Prague, the Christmas market on the Old Town Square is decorated with thousands of lights. The stands match with their red roofs, and the huge tree stands out. The market is not selling a lot of local specialties, but draws an interesting mix of both local and foreign visitors. The Christmas market in Bratislava is much more aimed at local residents. The market looks a bit less spectacular than the one in Prague, but it is a good insider tip for tourists looking for an authentic atmosphere. Christmas markets everywhere are about hot wine, snacks, and kitschy decorations. But the Czech Republic and Slovakia have still managed to maintain their own unique local traditions, even though they used to be one big country. This is Laura Postma for DW in Prague and Bratislava.